Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This past Friday afternoon, the Snyder administration announced it's ending the free bottled water for people in Flint. The state says lead levels in Flint's drinking water have not exceeded government action levels for over 2 years. So it's ending the distribution program for the bottled water, although it says Flint residents can still receive free water filters and cartridges. Democratic Flint Congressman Dan Kildee is here now for reaction. Congressman Kildee, what did you think when you heard the news?
Well, I wasn't surprised, but pretty disappointed. I think the state owes the people of Flint a little more respect than what this decision affords them. Operating on the assumption that the people in Flint should trust that the water is fine while there are still lead service lines in the ground, the same lines that poison so many people, is just too much to ask of the people of Flint. The state should continue to provide bottled water until all of those lines are replaced.
Data is showing, and the state is making a point of saying this, that the community's water does meet the government's lead standards, and lead levels have not exceeded government action limits for 2 years. Why should the state not move on and maybe use those millions of dollars elsewhere?
Well, it's largely because the people of Flint were told once before that the water was safe. And this, look, the science we understand, but this goes beyond science. This is about having some respect for what the people of Flint have gone through, for the fact that they're still quite reluctant to take at its word promises that the water is safe. I don't think it's unreasonable to continue to provide drinking water, bottled water, until those pipes are gone. It seems like the sensible thing to do, and I wish the state would reconsider.
Are you hearing from residents?
We are. There's a lot of frustration. There's still a lot of anger. I think one of the things that, you know, many of my colleagues ask all the time, how are things in Flint? And I explain that people are still, they're still uncertain. There's still some anxiety. There's anger. It's slowly ebbing, but it takes more than just the promise that the water's safe. I think they actually deserve to see all those pipes ripped up, completely replaced. And while that won't be perfect, I think it's a tangible marking point on the calendar that makes more sense to end this water distribution at that point.
At that point. And when we talk about where we're at in replacing those lead service lines, is it moving quickly enough for you?
It was not at first, to be candid. And I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that the city's problems went beyond water lines. The capacity of the city government had been so compromised due to the austerity measures that the state had imposed, it made it difficult for them to manage this large infrastructure project. But now they've been able to acquire pretty significant capacity. They have a national organization really running point on the whole project, and they have accelerated the replacement pretty dramatically. So I feel good about where we are now.
How much time is your understanding before the job is done?
Well, initially the plan was to have them all replaced within 3 years. And in fact, the settlement agreement indicated that it would all be done within 3 years. It looks like it might be something less than that now, all depending on the weather and the pace of contractors. But moving more quickly than we had initially anticipated, which is obviously a good thing.
How can trust be restored in whatever anyone from the government says to the people of Flint?
Well, I think it's going to take action. I think it's going to take time. And I think it's going to take understanding that the people in Flint are anxious, that there's uncertainty. And this decision, for example, without even giving a heads up to local officials, is just another way to undermine the trust that people have in government. Folks in Flint don't necessarily even distinguish between the levels of government. They just know that government failed them. We know it was primarily the state. So this undermines not just confidence in the Snyder administration, which is coming to an end, but confidence generally in institutions of government. And that's why I think going the extra mile, not just sticking to the scientific letter of the law, but understanding what the people of Flint are facing is, I think one of the ways to restore that trust. It'll take a long time, but this does not help.
Congressman Dan Kildee, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.